York.
Take that with me. Thank you. Good morning. It's really good to see you. It's wonderful to be here. I spent the whole week in Los Angeles at the Bonaventure Westin Hotel, where the Convocation of Self-Realization Fellowship was going. I was honored to be included in that group, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. I was saying to the people who were meditating earlier, there were at least 3,000, maybe 4,000 people, and a couple of times, you could hear a cough or two, but there were several meditations in the whole meditation. Not one sound. No sound at all. No cough, no wiggling, no stretching, no a complete willingness to be in the silence, to be ready to hear the voice of God within, which is the whole purpose of meditation. I love Paramahansa Yogananda. I recommend any of his books. I love what he says. He says the same thing we do. If you want to touch God, you have to go within. It isn't my path. This is my path. And I'm really happy this is my path because I get to make up how I'm going to travel it. So anyway, the talk today is entitled The Great Amen or Amen, and it comes from our book, The Universe's Calling by Eric Butterworth. And the great amen is an explanation. The word amen or amen has come to be the ending of prayers, not here, but and everywhere else in the world. The ending of a prayer, how do you end it? With the word amen. And it just sort of blends into the background, although if you historically read the Bible, you'll find that Jesus said, amen, amen. He said it at the first, not at the end. So it must mean more than just something to say the prayer is finished, right? It must be more than that. In fact, what it means is this is the truth. This is the truth. Not so be it, but so it is. Amen, and so it is. This is the truth. So that's it. That's what's so. Well, so what? Right? What? So what? If we can't use it because we already don't say amen, we say and so it is. So however, you do put your amen, you do put your and so it is on anything you believe to be true. Anything you believe to be true, anything that you are attached to, this is how it is, you're really putting an amen after that. You're really putting, and so it is, because whatever it is you believe, you're going to experience. It's going to be part of your life. Whatever it is that we can conceive and believe, we will experience, we will receive, absolutely. So be careful. Eric Butterworth talks about, he gives an example of his son. When he was still a boy, his son had an accident. And Eric's a minister. He knew how to practice this principle very well, and he knew that he couldn't do good for his son, but he was upset. His kid is bleeding, and he's crying, and he's all scratched up, and he was in the emergency room with his son, and his son was just in a terrible state of agitation and fear, and it hit him. I can't be here like this. I can't be here as the worried father. I'm doing more harm than good. So he went out to his car. He got still. He got quiet. He did some work. He meditated. When he went back into the emergency room, his son was smiling and laughing, and he'd been patched up. The doctor said, just minutes after you left, he calmed down. Something came over him. You see, here's the thing, is we're connected with one another, and you think you're not connected with your children, you are. You are, and they with you, you're connected. We're connected with all life, but especially those in our families. So when the father was upset, it was just agitating his son even more. And he said it was as if I was saying amen to this, amen to the blood, amen to the the brakes or whatever was he was worried about. No, I want to say amen to whole, complete, perfect. I want to say amen to life is good. And one of the things you could do, because I know the tendency, if something's going on in your life, the tendency is to say, but you don't understand. You don't understand, and you argue for your condition. We do that as human beings, and yet as metaphysical beings, we start learning that when we argue for our condition, God just says, yes, my beloved. You say you're sick and tired. Okay, here's more sick and tired. Here's more fear. Here's more unhappiness. Here's more addiction. Here's more whatever it is. So, look for the good. Look for the good. See if you can find the good. You know, what you're really doing when you're looking for the good is looking for the God in the situation. You're looking for God's presence. Whether you call it God or not, you're looking for something that you can say yes to. Yes, this is good. Many of you know that my younger sister has had an issue with alcohol, and she's struggled up and down and up and down. And a mutual friend of ours, in my opinion, up until now, has been a terrible influence on her. They'd get together and the wine would come out, and it didn't matter how long she was sober, and then she was off. And so I have a new idea, because she met with her friend as her financial planner, and her friend said, well, let's get you back on AA right away so you don't drink up all this money you're going to be getting in the settlement. A new idea, a positive idea. A woman who herself is not going to change her drinking habits, but was willing to support my sister. So could I have a new idea? Could I say amen for Cheryl being supported by every person who's in her experience? Why not? Why would I say, well, everywhere except this one place, you're supported? No. And of course, where is the support? It's in, within. No one can change anything about your life that you're unwilling to take responsibility for. It doesn't matter how wonderful that guru's presence. If you're going to hang on to the limitations, they're yours. They're yours. It's no, doesn't matter how fabulous the experience is. It's up to you to decide, is this true for you? And if it is true to you, to accept it, amen to it. Amen to it. Amen to the sweetness of God everywhere. Amen to peace on earth. We did a lot of praying for peace on earth. We did a lot of praying for others and for the people that we hold dear to us. And I always put myself in there. Prayer is a wonderful thing. But do you realize that you're always praying? There is never a place where you're not praying. There's never a place where the worry is okay, that this is the exception in the universal mind. This is where it doesn't matter. I can worry about my son. I can worry about my sister. No, stop it. Take responsibility for whatever thoughts it is that you want to experience. I was reading an article yesterday, and one of the things I want to really express is how we're all connected with each other, with life itself, with our, as Deepak Chopra said for that peace meditation, we are the environment. We are connected with all life. There is not a place where I stop and the environment begins. It's my body. It's the body of my affairs. So it's, I wanted to share this story with you because I thought it was so good. A girl was in a canoe with her father, and there were other children in the family, and so this was a really special moment to be all alone with Dad. And they were canoeing. He was in the middle of a lake, and a bee landed on her shoulder. She was terrified of bees. And he said, "Honey, he's just tired. Just let it be. He's just tired. Let it be." She's really fearful. And she could see, the dad said, "You know, when he's had time to rest, he's not going to bother you. He's not going to sting you. He's going to fly away when it's a little closer to land. So just be still." And she said, "In that moment, I recognized that I was one with that bee that I'd been so afraid of. All my life I'd been afraid of insects, and particularly bees. And something happened. She felt one with that insect. And in that feeling of oneness, off it flew. Not stinging her, not bothering her. And come to find out years later, she found out that she's really, really allergic to insect bites and stings. That if that insect had stung her, she probably, her heart would have stopped at the very least. But it did not. There's a knowingness in all life. There's a knowingness in all life. There's a knowingness in each one of us. And we're connected with each other and with all. So the so what is, watch what you're putting your amen to. Watch where you're saying, "Well, that's just the way it is." Well, and especially when you watch the news, open a paper, watch what you're agreeing with. If it couldn't be true of God, it couldn't be truth. It might be a fact, but not reality. Facts change when we change our mind. Facts change when we change our mind. Watch where you're putting that amen. Put them after what you do want. So I suspect that somewhere you can identify either with Eric's story or mine and say, from this moment, you can make a choice from this moment on. I'm going to choose to think about what's the good in the situation. What good could possibly happen? From this moment on, I'm going to have a new idea. And that new idea, you know what? It's going to bless you, but it's going to bless a whole lot more besides you. Read another article, and I meant to bring the quote because it was so good. But it was simply, you know, we say that when you drop a pebble in a pond, there are ripples. But when enough of us are making ripples, it's a wave. It's not a ripple anymore, it's a wave. And because we're changing consciousness, because we're changing awareness about life itself, those waves are good and very good. They bless everyone that touches them. It's a wave of God that's coming through and to each one of us. So, help me out here a little bit. What things are you going to put your amen to? Let's hear it.
Health.
Health. Amen. What? Prosperity. Amen. Creativity. Amen. Love. Amen. Relationships. Amen. Opportunities, amen.
Joy,
amen. Peace, amen. Our children, amen. The Wall Street Journal, really, amen. Divine order, amen. Amen, okay. So this is a really good place for us to get centered and into prayer. Diane's going to help us. And so just take a few breaths. Think about the word that you said or you thought if you didn't speak up. And I'm going to include everyone in this prayer.
In
silence, there is a sacred place, a secret meeting place. Love is here in the silence.
And we take in those words. We take into our heart all of these words, all of the ideas that God is, I am. I speak this word in the first person for each one here and each one listening, watching, or viewing. And this is what I know is true. I know that there's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is whole, perfect, and complete in everywhere, in every way. What I know is that this perfect life of God is the essence that I am. It is the essence of everyone I see, everyone I know, everything I read. God is there. I remind myself to watch what I am agreeing with. And make my agreements in heaven for good, to make my agreements with God, make my agreements with the goodness of life, the truth of life. I make my agreements for absolute perfect health, wholeness, vitality, energy, and aliveness. I make my agreements for prosperity, financial abundance, and financial flow and freedom. I make my agreement, I give my yes to loving relationships, a connection and a commune, a communication and community in those relationships where love is the essence. I make my agreement with creativity that creative process is always flowing and is good and very good. I know that the creativity that moves through me is part of a pebble that makes a ripple, that makes a wave of good. I'm delighted in this wave. I know that everyone who feels this energy is blessed and a blessing for this. I am so very grateful for knowing what I know, for knowing the presence of God right where I am. I give great thanks. I give great thanks. And then I simply release it to La in that ever-active creative process. It is already taking form. I release it, I let it go. And so it is. And please join me in saying amen and amen.